Hello, I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you for tuning in to the FrugalCenter.com podcast. This edition is entitled, What Do You Want Out of Life? Asking yourself, what do I want out of life, evokes a different response for everyone. To me, that means, how do I want my life to be? This is an important question, one we should all ask ourselves periodically. Understand that this podcast doesn't give you any answers. How could it? Because everyone has different dreams and desires. However, its purpose is to get you to think about where you are and where you want to go. In essence, how you want your life to unfold in your paradigm. The first time I was asked, what do you want out of life, was by a very bright attorney who was giving me career advice. I went to him shortly after I graduated law school at a time when jobs were scarce. To be honest, when he asked me the question, I didn't really have an answer. So due to my puzzled look, he elaborated. He asked me, what kind of job do you want to have? What city do you want to work in? Where do you want to live? What kind of house do you want to have? What kind of person are you looking for in a spouse? Do you want a pet? What kind of car do you want to drive? What kind of vacations do you want to take? How close do you want to be to your family? Does that matter to you? He was firing off all these questions, and they got me to think. He did this because he knew that the point from where you start and the direction on which you start out will in large part determine what things fill up your life and your time. For instance, if I didn't mind working a lot of hours, I may make a lot of money, but I may not have time to enjoy it. If I wanted a lot of free time, I might not necessarily have the money to enjoy going on expensive vacations on which to spend that free time. Did it matter what kind of car I drove? Well, if I was partial to expensive cars, then the direction in which I should go should be a search for a higher-paying job, with which comes sacrifices. But at least I'd be stuck in traffic in an exotic sports car. So lots of things need to be put into what you want out of life, because it is how you build your life, how you think, and really, it is who you are. I say all that in order to then provide you with a list of questions that you should ask yourself when determining in what direction you want to take your life. It's not an exhaustive list, so add all the questions you can think of, which will help you create that picture of what you want your life to be. Once you've answered all the questions, as said before, start where you stand and implement strategies to help you fulfill each of those goals you set up for yourself. Write down the questions so that you can actually fill in an answer. Look closely at those answers. Think about them and decide if you are on the correct path. Now on to some questions. Write down the answers on paper. What kind of job do you want to have? What do you want to study in school? Or do you need to go back to school? Do you already have the skills for what it is that you want to do? How much money do you want to make? What kind of hours do you want to work? Where do you want to live and plant your personal roots? In what state and city? What kind of neighborhood do you want to live in? What kind of house do you want to live in? Modern, contemporary, condominium? What kind of person do you want to spend your time with when you're not at work, meaning your friends and your spouse? Do you want to have a pet? If so, what kind of pet? What kind of car do you want to drive? Where do you want to go on vacations, today and in the future? How many, if any, children do you want to have? How old do you plan to be when you retire? How do you want to spend your time when you aren't working? What kind of lifestyle do you want to have when you retire? What do you want to be remembered for? Do you have a religious faith? Is it active or are you just thinking about it? There are many more questions that can be asked, but these are some of the important questions. Answering these questions can help create a framework of how you lead your life, instead of just drifting from job to job, relationship to relationship with no focus and no plan. Life is not formulaic in that you can't predict how things will unfold. However, you can make choices regarding where you will go, who you will spend time with, and what you will spend time on. And most importantly, you control what you think. If you don't make choices, then choices will be made for you. So plan your moves with deliberateness instead of on a whim. But remember, plans can change. Therefore, be able to change as life unfolds differently than planned. I guess what I'm trying to get at is prepare for spontaneity. As Louis Pasteur said, chance favors the prepared mind. If you don't research your own wants and desires and try to achieve those wants and desires, then you will be merely wishing with only a thought of how you think life should be, and settling for what is given to you. Another thing to think about when planning the way you want your life to unfold is to take a look at where you are right now. What habits do you have that you think are beneficial? What habits do you have that you think are hurting you? Do you have a plan to change those bad habits? What habits do you want to create in your daily life, which will help you get to where you want to go? Take inventory of your accomplishments so far and the adversities that you believe hindered your progress. Examine yourself, your past, and your current situation in order to help you determine if you are on the right path, at least for now. This self-examination may cause you to make some serious changes in your life if you determine that you have been drifting along with no real aim, or if you have been spending time on endeavors that are not bringing you closer to fulfilling that definite major purpose we discussed in a previous podcast. Don't forget the statement by René Descartes, "The unexamined life is not worth living." Well, I say, if you haven't been examining your situation at work, school, personal relationships, interests, then as stated before, start where you stand and examine what you've been getting out of life and see how in line it is with what you want out of life. And if your results don't match up with what you want, ask the questions, find the answers, and implement the plan to bring you to the destiny you deserve. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the FrugalCenter.com podcasts.